Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So, yeah, we got a lot to chat about. I'm telling you, we're loaded up with a ton of audio, and I got to get into this. The New Jersey governor's race has national implications now that Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill went on The Breakfast Club with Charlemagne the God. And, Charlemagne the God actually wound up giving the business to her about all the money she's made as a congresswoman. So we'll talk about that as the show goes on today, too. And there was a shooting in D.C. You know about that. Two Israeli embassy staffers who were killed and murdered in cold blood by this psycho, this free Palestinian psychopath who did it. And he was letting everybody know he did it. So we're going to get into that as well. And a little bit later in the show today, Steve Hilton's going to join us. He's running for governor of California. And, of course, he's a Fox guy, too. So I'm excited to have that conversation. We're expecting to hear from the president like 3:30, 3:45, kind of like that. But I tell you, more than anything, the cover-up of Joe Biden's senility, it's infuriating. It really is. It's infuriating to me how many people are now acting like somebody should have let us know. I heard Whoopi Goldberg on The View actually say, why wasn't anybody telling us that Joe Biden had lost his mind? We were, and we were told that they were cheap fakes and deep fakes, and that we were cruel and we were mean. And when Joe Biden was shaking hands with the Invisible Man and having tea with Churchill, and we would point that out, we were told, you're just making this up. This is the best version of Joe Biden ever. Go F yourself. And woke Howard Stern, this guy, man, he's so pathetic. To think about how many people were at one time part of Howard Stern's audience and then voted for Donald Trump. So, which tells me I don't know who's left in Howard Stern's audience. I really don't. Other than celebrities and their minions, I guess, who, because the guy, he's a sycophant and a suck up, and he's a parody of what he once was, literally. He's the guy that now will have the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, at the time, in studio with him and feed him an hour of softballs and tell him how great he is and how he's America's grandpa as they try to rescue him and rescue his campaign. But if you want to know the truth, why it is that Joe Biden was taken out of the race is because Joe Biden couldn't win. It was not because he was senile. If these people believed that Joe Biden could win, they would have kept him in the race. 100%. They only took him out of the race because his numbers had cratered. Think about it. Go back. COVID is over. Businesses are reopening again. Jobs are coming back online. Everybody's making money again. Joe Biden becomes president and they start spending trillions of dollars we don't have. Inflation soars. The Fed's printing money like crazy. And then you have the war on energy. They kill the Keystone XL pipeline. They stop drilling. Everything that happens. Prices skyrocket. Inflation's through the roof. They tell us it's transitory. Don't believe your receipts. Don't believe what the cash register's telling you. And people are unhappy. And then in an overwhelming majority of Americans are saying America's on the wrong track and America's going down a crazy liberal road. progressive kookery running amok. Men are women, women are men. I mean, it's just crazy town. And they knew the guy was going to lose. And that's the only reason they took him out of the race. They did not take him out of the race because they were worried about the fact that they had a president who was senile. In fact, they would have kept him in the race. And being senile would have been an advantage because all the people who were actually in charge, and there needs to be an investigation, and Senator John Cornyn of Texas is now calling for an actual probe into Biden's decline. They would have loved to have kept that comatose cadaver in the Oval Office while they just signed things with his name on it and released horrible people back onto the streets and signed executive orders and had and just whatever they wanted to do. Remember, one of my Zeoli axioms to you is that the Democrat Party would rather lose with someone they can control than win with someone they can't. And in 2016 and 2020 and 2024, they never allowed the Democrat primary voters to actually have a real choice. They were told who their candidate was going to be. And then they all tried to circle the wagons and fight to save Joe Biden. And now that all these people are writing books and getting rich off this, and they were acting like, oh my gosh. Well, wait, do you remember the time? I remember this very clearly. Say 2 years ago, I got blasted by somebody for saying that what Jill Biden was enabling Joe Biden to do was elder abuse. Let's cue up cut number 8, please, because there's a woman named Sally Quinn, very famous Washington insider. The Democrat side of the aisle, of course. Big Washington insider. You know, Sally Quinn is like the who's who of D.C. and the Washington Post and yada, yada, yada. I remember when we were saying on this very show and others, we were saying that this is elder abuse, what they're doing to Joe Biden. And people are like, you're so mean. You're being ageist. Remember that? I said, it's not about his age. It's nothing to do with his age. It's the fact that the guy's lost his friggin' mind. He's shaking hands with dead people, the invisible people. He's not there anymore. And he's also a corrupt SOB. But now it's fashionable now, all of a sudden, to say that, just like it's fashionable now to say that Joe Biden was senile, even though we were told that that was cruel and that was mean. And, you know, and if you made comments about the fact that he was falling up the stairs of Air Force One, that you were part of the problem. And that you were engaged in cheap fakes and deep fakes and you were lying to people and you were just being mean. Well, now it's fashionable to also say it was elder abuse to allow Joe Biden to run for office. And that Dr. Jill Biden engaged in elder abuse. Now it's just totally kosher to say. Cut number 8.
Well, honestly, I blame Jill Biden for this. Jill Biden is his wife. And if Jill Biden had stood up, had gone to him and said, Joe, you can't do it. And if you do, you're on your own. I'm out. He wouldn't have run because he couldn't have done it without her support. And, you know, she clearly was in favor of his running. And I just think it was a terrible disservice to the country.
Yeah. You wrote that letter to Jill.
Yeah, I did.
Around the time of the debate.
Well, I felt sorry for Joe Biden because I didn't think she was protecting him. She wasn't protecting him from himself. And after that hideous debate, right after the debate, they're in the spin room and she got his hand up and they're victory, victory. We won. It was great. Right. And the next day he's off in North Carolina and making a victory speech. I thought, what were they watching? I thought it was just elder abuse, really, what they were putting him through.
Yeah.
So now you're allowed to say elder abuse. You probably at one point were blasted for saying that about Joe Biden, that this was elder abuse. I guarantee it. Because we were all saying it. And we were saying it before the debate. See, that's the other part of this that frustrates me, is that longtime Washington Post queen Sally Quinn, you know, the talk of Washington, the belle of the ball, saying elder abuse when we were all saying it and getting blasted as being meanies and being cruel. But she says it after the debate. We were saying it before the debate because we saw with our very eyes what they were trying to hide. And that's because of the debate, like I've always told you, was a setup to show America Biden's cognitive decline, the fact that he was senile, not because they were worried about him having the nuclear codes. It's because they were worried he was going to lose, and they knew he would lose because his poll numbers were in the absolute toilet, and they had to roll the dice and put Kamala Harris in. as a Hail Mary. Because Joe Biden could not win. And if Joe Biden was polling at 60%, Joe Biden would if Joe Biden could have won, he'd be the president right now. And nobody would be out there talking about the fact that the president is senile. I want you to understand that point. This is a really important point to make. They would have not had a debate in June if he was polling at 60% or even in the 50s. If it looked like he could beat Donald Trump, they would have done one debate in October. They would have loaded him up with whatever the hell they gave him at the State of the Union address to make him sound comatose. And they would have pumped him with B vitamins and Red Bull and maybe some of the cocaine that the dogs had sniffed if there was any left. And then they would have then proceeded to do a gigantic Hollywood production, bringing in Steven Spielberg to make it seem like the president of the United States was functional. And then they would have just hidden him and ran the country. And you'd have a president right now who is fully senile, and none of this would be coming out. Understand that. None of this would be happening. None of these books would be written. None of these people would be going on television. And we'd be back to, if you say the president is senile, or that it's elder abuse, that you're being mean, you're being ageist, you're being cruel. Let's understand that point. Because this was it only done because Biden was losing. There's a story today that I read, written by a lefty columnist, and it was all about that exact fact. And they said, is it really a cover-up if everybody knew? It's a cover-up because everybody knew and then lied to us about it because they thought Biden was the only guy who could beat Donald Trump. In other words, they knew as far back as 2021 Biden was senile. They knew in 2020 he was. That's why they hid him in the basement the entire time and told everybody it was because of COVID. Well, he's just trying to be safe and careful. No, it was a carefully scripted campaign because it was all about power for these people. That's all it was, just purely about power. And if in the and by the time 2023 rolled around and Biden's numbers were so low, they knew they had to get him out of the race. And that's when David Axelrod and the Obama people started their efforts to get him out of the race. But make no mistake about it. If they thought Joe Biden could win, there would be no book called Original Sin that's out there right now. Sally Quinn would not say what she's saying. It'd be an alternate timeline. You know, like in the Back to the Future movies when, you know, all of a sudden, like, this happens and you go, whoa, why is Biff out here waxing my car? Because it's an alternative timeline. And that's what we would be watching. And right now, we'd all be saying, I'd be saying on the show, the president is senile, and I'd have to listen to all these people tell me how mean I am to talk about the president of the United States that way. No, so then they had to do this last-minute Hail Mary to just try to maybe get Kamala Harris across the finish line, but they couldn't risk an open primary or an open convention. So the Democrat Party was told, this is your candidate, even though she was horrible, and these are the horrible ideas, and they lost. But they had to try something at that point. But please, do not think for a second this had anything to do with about the fact that they were worried that this guy had access to the nuclear codes, because it's not that. It's not that at all. Here is here's Jake Tapper telling Sam Harris that Biden's aide struggled to detect his decline because he always seemed cognitively weak. Because he always did. Because you know why? Because the guy was senile as far back as 2020. And that's why they hid him in that campaign. And people shame on Jake Tapper and these other people for not exposing this earlier. Cut number 9.
Known of him since the 80s. And he's always been gaffe prone, long-winded, says inappropriate things. Like, that's always been him.
Yeah.
And so
smelling
there was,
people's hair. I mean, who knows what's going on?
That whole creepy little section was its own thing.
Yeah.
But that's always, so that some aides said to us that during this era when the non-functioning Biden would rear its head, 2019, 2020, and then he would show up more and more, non-functioning Biden, that they weren't sure what was going on because A, he was old, and that just happens with older people. They lose a beat. B, he was always kind of prone to some of this behavior, even when he was in fighting form, you know, long-winded, pointless stories, and forgetting names and such, gaffes, lies, all those things. So that, again, that's not exculpatory, but it is by way of understanding, like, the complication of trying to figure out wait, what a second. What exactly is going on here with this guy?
Yeah.
The media could have gone back in 2020 and 2021 and wrote about all this, and they didn't because they wanted to get rid of Donald Trump. But it's the same thing why they covered up the Hunter Biden laptop. Same thing. I mean, they could have written about the Hunter Biden laptop and how it exposed Joe Biden's corruption, but instead they told us it was Russian disinformation, because the media is not the media. They're broadcasters who are paid by corporations to spew nonsense to advance a political agenda that makes their masters happy. And that's what they do. And I got to listen to these people now, these liars. And, you know, I'm bravo to Brett Baer for calling out Delaware Senator Chris Coons, who was part of the lie. He knew exactly how bad Joe Biden was. He knew exactly how Biden had lost his friggin' mind. And yet he went out there and lied to everybody about this. And now he's acting like, oh, you know, I saw it the whole time and I was trying to warn everybody. No, you weren't. And Brett Baer confronted him. Oh, and by the way, you know, I always tell you the media, they get their talking points of what they have to say, and they say the exact same thing. The word of the day today is ambush. And there's a little montage that Western Lensman put together of all these people in the media using the exact same word, ambush, to describe the president's meeting yesterday with the president of South Africa. We'll get to that. But here's Brett Baer. Great job by him on this. Cut number 11.
This is what you said right after the debate in June 27th.
He is engaging. He is capable. But the core question is whether what you saw in those few moments of the debate and over much of the arc of that 90-minute debate was someone having a difficult night or someone who is no longer up to the job. He wouldn't be running if he weren't confident he's okay. Up for the job.
Obviously, he dropped out shortly after that. Senator Coons, do you regret some of those characterizations that you made in those times?
Brett, I was surprised by what I saw the night of the debate.
Oh, stop it.
I hadn't had a previous experience like that with President Biden. Ultimately, several weeks later, he decided to drop out. And frankly, rather than looking back and relitigating the timing and the decision, I think we should be looking forward at how we can come together and confront the challenges facing our country at home and around the world.
Yeah, definitely. We want to put time to that. But since all these revelations have come out, have you rethought about your framing, your thinking about your analysis of his mental cognitive ability?
Brett, I don't think it's a news story that Joe Biden is a seasoned senior leader of our country. It was probably the most covered story of 2024, questions about his age. I don't have questions about whether he was capable of being an effective president. Ultimately, he did not run again. And in the end, I think he made the right decision.
Can we stop with this nonsense that it was the debate and that's what opened up everybody's mind to this and their eyes to this? Can we stop with this lie, please? I'm so tired of this lie. Well, the debate, I mean, that night, I mean, my gosh, what we saw. Can we stop? That was Joe Biden every other freaking day. But we were not allowed to acknowledge it. Well, I mean, we were, but you know, we, the collective we, were not allowed to acknowledge it until they, the collective they, said it was okay for you to acknowledge it. And then at that point, everybody was like, oh my God, did you see what happened on that debate stage last night? Oh ho! Even the night of the debate, they're like, oh my God, can you believe how bad this guy is? And I told you before that debate why they were doing the debate in June. It's because they wanted to show everybody how bad Joe Biden was to get him out of the race. Because you don't do presidential debates in June. And now I got to listen to these people go, oh, you know, up until that debate, I thought he was great. I had no idea. And then I watched that debate. I'm like, oh, my God. It's like, what? Give me a break. It's like, you know, oh, until I saw Jar Jar Binks, I thought the first three Star Wars movies were fantastic. Wait, what? No, we all saw them. They were terrible. And Jar Jar Binks was awful. It wasn't until Jar Jar Binks. I thought they were great. Like you cannot keep this lie going that the debate was this big eye opener for you. I'm really getting sick and tired of hearing this, and I'm hearing this now from all these people in D.C. and in the media and all these other people who are like, the debate was a Wednesday night, but Tuesday Joe Biden was fine. And just the debate, like, oh, my God, I can't believe what we just saw here tonight. It'd be one thing if the guy had been in a cave for 6 months and he hadn't come out. And like, this is Joe Biden's return. Where's he been? It's like when Iron Man comes back. They're like, oh my God, Iron Man, where's Tony Stark been? Well, he was in a cave in Afghanistan, you know, building the Iron Man suit. He's like a totally different guy now. He wants to stop making weapons of war. He's totally changed. That could be understandable if it had been the president was missing for the first 6 months of the year. We didn't know where he was. We hadn't heard from him. He was gone. He was kidnapped. Like if this was a movie where the president had been kidnapped and then he goes on the debate stage and then he does that performance, everybody goes, oh my God, I cannot believe this guy. He's got dementia. He's senile. Do you see what I'm seeing? Then I could believe that. And I go, well, yeah, that's not your fault because he was kidnapped and well, you didn't hear from him for 6 months. But if the debate was Wednesday, on Tuesday, that was the same exact Joe Biden. I remember they tried to lie and go, oh, he had a cold. Yeah, it was a stuffy nose. He had a little bit of a sniffle. Give me a freaking break. I am so tired of these lies by these people who think you are dumb and I am dumb and we're all dumb. And we need to investigate these people because they are all liars. Here's Jake Tapper now telling us that Robert Herr was intellectually honest in assessing Biden's cognitive decline. After the Robert Herr report came out and the media told us Robert Herr was mean, how dare he say these things about Joe Biden? It was so mean of him. Now he was intellectually honest. You see how it changes on a dime? Cut 12.
Classified documents.
Justice Department officials who first saw the Herr report before it was released read it and thought, oh my God, Joe Biden broke the law. Because that was Herr had three basic conclusions. Joe Biden, without question, mishandled classified information, but he couldn't get to, he couldn't get a conviction because he would appear so sympathetic and old, a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory, to a jury, and therefore he wasn't going to bring charges. That enraged both sides, but our reporting is that this was really an intellectually honest argument. He came to the conclusion Biden did mishandle this, but Biden seemed so addled in that in those 5 hours of interviews that they did.
Yeah. And now that the book is out and everyone can read through and see, you know, what happened and especially the day by day after the.
Yeah. Let's go back to a montage of the leftist media attacking Robert Herr. This is from our friends at Newsbusters for editorializing his concerns. Now, some of the people including in this little montage, many people, Jim Acosta, Molly Jong Fast, Seth Meyers, Jonathan Capehart, Mika Brzezinski, and many, many others. Cut 13.
Herr's assessment of Biden's mental fitness. Yeah. Is that out of bounds? Should that have been in there?
That is out of bounds. I mean, he's not a doctor.
I don't think that Herr is a good faith actor. And I think that 345 pages of that show that. I mean, he's not a neurologist, right? Herr is not a neurologist. He's not a doctor.
Mr. Herr, as far as I know, is not a neurologist or a geriatric doctor.
I found some of the language in the report a little bit gratuitous.
The word of the day when this report came out to describe the descriptions was gratuitous.
A very gratuitous hypothetical about Biden's age.
And I think the word gratuitous is generous. There was so much unnecessary, inflammatory, and partisan kind of language that was used about President Biden in there.
Do you think Herr editorialized?
Oh, he definitely did. That report needed an editor.
This kind of editorializing is unusual, peculiar. Frankly, there's just no role for it.
Herr proceeded to editorialize ad nauseum about Biden's mental acuity, delivering right-wing talking points up on a platter.
Herr was there to determine whether or not Biden had committed a criminal offense, not whether or not the president is senile. So why extend beyond his remit if it's not politically motivated?
There's a Justice Department tradition that you don't interfere with presidential elections. This seems like the height of interference. It's gratuitous.
These really unnecessary points.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Unnecessary.
That was not merely a special counsel's report. That was Robert Herr's audition tape to be Donald Trump's attorney general if Trump manages to win in November. And that's exactly the way the Democrats need to frame this. This was politically motivated, and they need to confront it directly.
These people are hideous, awful human beings. They are not journalists. They're not even in the media. They're broadcasters with an agenda who are doing the bidding of their masters. And it's pathetic to listen to. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend like the debate was the big revelation because the president had gone missing for 6 months and we just never heard from the guy and had no idea he was senile. All right, listen, I want to tell you about the Tri-County Auto Group, my new sponsor to the show. Love this. Super excited about this. And I want you to become friends with them, too. Because Brian Krieger, Cheryl, his wife, they are friends. And I'm so proud that they're now the newest sponsor of the Zeoli Show. And if you want to drive an American car, baby, now is the time. Now is the moment. Seize it. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. I drive a Jeep Wrangler. I love it. I do. I love the freedom. And you'll love the service that you will get in Tri-County. You got to go to tricounty.com. They're right off of 422. Easy to get to. Exton, Downingtown, Collegeville, Limerick. It's right there for you. And you'll love, with the weather warm now, you take the top off the Jeep. Or maybe you want like a nice big Ram truck. Sounds good to me. Why not? See, they have amazing cars in stock. They have employee pricing for everybody. And when you become a customer of Tri-County Auto, what you're going to find are things like the Tri-County Advantage Program, where you're going to get money back towards future purchases. You're going to have your engine and powertrain guaranteed for a lifetime, parts and service guaranteed for a lifetime. And the reality of this day and age is you got to make sure you're dealing with people who you can trust and people who are honest and people that are going to make sure that they take great care of you. Well, they know how important you are to me and they know how important this show is and they know how important the Travis Manning Foundation is. And that's why for years, Tri-County has supported the Travis Manning Foundation. And then I went to dinner with Brian and Cheryl last year and we had a great time together. And they said, you know what? We love your show. We want to be part of it. And I'm honored by that. And I want you to go see them today. You can go to tricounty.com, see their whole inventory, beautiful cars. And there's so much pride in driving an American car. You know what I mean? Like, it really is. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. You drive one of those American-made cars, you feel good. You know you're helping our economy. You know you're helping American workers. And you'll be helping a great dealership that is now officially a part of the Zeoli Show, backing what we do here every single day. So check out online, tricounty.com, tricounty.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I remember that I do have a camera on my computer, so I turned on the not the best view, but it'll do for today. Because I'm in New York. I'm at Fox News doing Jimmy Fallon's show today and tomorrow, and then Laura Ingraham's show tomorrow night, and then America's Newsroom on Tuesday, and then America Reports on Thursday, and then some other stuff, too. So that's fun. And then Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon next Saturday. So we got a lot going on. We're busy. This is good stuff. Very, very, very good stuff. Anyway, the Biden stuff just infuriates me. I just sent you guys a clip, though, of the jackass from New Jersey, his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable. The king has officially become the court jester. We'll get to that. The president's going to speak soon. But in the meantime, I want to share more of this audio about Biden, because I am just at my breaking point here with the lies and the spin by these people. It is just infuriating. So let's continue where we just were with this, right? But first, I want to play Senator Cornyn. This is cut number 7, asking the Department of Justice to probe Biden's decline. And we need to do that, because what we need to get to the bottom of is the auto pen use and everything else. And we got to figure all this out. Cut number 7.
Well, that's what this investigation is all about, is to determine whether there are any laws were broken. We know that the Biden administration basically misled and deceived the American people about the president's competency. And here again, we're talking about the leader of the free world, the commander in chief. This is a national security issue. And to have a completely dysfunctional president, as apparently President Biden appeared to be, and now with those latest revelations of his other health issues, kept from the American people, this is something that needs to be investigated. That's the reason for the letter. And I look forward to getting the results from the Attorney General and the FBI.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing is that apparently now the Biden campaign, the officials were shocked that the media bought their spin. Shocked? Seriously? So on News Nation, on a show called On Balance with that guy who I can't stand, I guess I'll never be on his show. Not that I want to be. That guy is such an arrogant, pompous, vittered, whatever his name is. Anyway, the original Sin co-author, Alex Thompson, Leland Vittert, whatever his name is. Anyway, goes on there because they were shocked. The media bought this. They were shocked. No, what is there to be surprised about? The media was all in on covering for Biden in 2020, and they were all in on covering for him in 2024 until they were given the order not to, because he was going to lose, and they had to try a Hail Mary. Nothing shocking about this. Again, more lies here. More lies. Cut number 10.
I think when you were reporting this, did people in his inner circle, did those that you talked to acknowledge that the media, were they surprised by how complicit the media was?
It was interesting. I had one conversation with someone. This was after the election while we were reporting this book. This person said, listen, yes, we deserve blame for X, Y, Z. We were hiding him. This person also sort of got in my face and they said, listen, the media deserves some blame too. Like, we were sort of amazed at some of the stuff we were able to spin
and get
reporters
away with?
On. They in some
ways, like the bank robber complaining that the safe wasn't locked or something.
They're just like, you guys should not have believed us so easily. And I thought that was like a really interesting, but I also think that's true. I think the media, in a lot of ways, just was not skeptical enough and did not remember the lesson that they do it to different degrees, but every White House lies.
The media was not skeptical enough. The media didn't miss the story. I'm really getting tired of this. The media didn't miss the story. The media deliberately covered this up. They covered this up. This was not a missed story. They didn't miss the fact that the flea market was going out of business downtown. They didn't miss the fact that the mayor was sleeping with the county clerk. They covered it up. Stop with this nonsense. You had plenty of people asking questions, and they were lied to. And they were mocked for asking the questions, like Peter Ducey, for example. Good for Peter Ducey, because he put out today a bunch of flashbacks of the time that he was asking the White House about how Joe Biden was doing. And great, and we're going to play him, because he deserves, and this is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Here's part one of The Juice. Take a listen.
We know the president says that his health is fine, but it's just his brain. And that he's sharpest before...
He was joking, by the way. I just want to make sure that that's out there. And people... He was making a lighthearted joke as he was speaking off. He's speaking off the cuff and was making a joke. You know the president. He likes to joke a lot. Okay. He's the same guy who says, I know I look 40, right? So he likes to make jokes. It is a joke. I think people laugh when he says it.
Well, he also said he's sharpest before 8 p.m. So say that the Pentagon at some point picks up an incoming nuke. It's 11 p.m. Who do you call? The First Lady?
He has a team that lets him know of any news that is pertinent and important to the American people. He has someone that is decided, obviously, with his National Security Council on who gets to tell him that news.
But it's not the question he was asking. It's how does he deal with it? Not who tells him. It's who deals with it. Who makes the decision? Now, Ducey also asked the question, how's Biden ever going to convince people? 3/4 of voters are worried about his physical and mental health. Cut 15.
How is President Biden ever going to convince the 3/4 of voters who are worried about his physical and mental health that he is okay, even though in Las Vegas he told a story about recently talking to a French president who died in 1996?
I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole with you, sir.
He said he talked to Mitterrand.
Go ahead. You saw the president in Vegas, in California. You've seen the president in South Carolina. You saw him in Michigan. I'll just leave it there. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Got it? See? And you didn't get the White House press corps screaming like, hey, answer the question. The guy's got a legit point. No, it's the rabbit hole. Oh, the media just really missed this story, huh? Wow, they just missed it. Who knew the local movie theater in town was going out of business, and they missed the story. No one covered it. Give me a freaking break. Here's cut 16.
President Biden is the oldest president in U.S. history. Why does White House staff treat him like a baby?
No one treats the president of the United States, the commander-in-chief, like a baby.
So there's this book that says...
That's ridiculous.
When staff
ridiculous
back
claim.
What sounded like a call for regime change in Russia, the president, quote, rather than owning his failure, he fumed to friends about how he was treated like a toddler. Was John Kennedy ever babied like that?
So look, I'll say this. There's going to be a range of books that are about every administration, as you know, that's going to have a variety of claims. That is not unusual. That happens all the time. And we're not going to litigate those here. That's something that we're not going to speak to.
So now there's a litany of books coming out. That's so funny, right? And all these litany of books, you know what they're all saying? They're all saying that Biden was senile and everybody knew it and they were covering it up. Man, you know who's writing these litany of books? I know. Members of the media. I know, right? It's so crazy. It's so wacky. It's so wacky. It's so funny. Man, litany of books. Like Original Sin, written by Jake Tapper. Now, Robert Herr, who now Jake Tapper says was a report that was based in intellectual honesty. Of course, I played you the montage of the media attacking Robert Herr. What is he, a neurologist? This is not a neurologist. He has no right to. What is it? Bah, 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 bah. Well, Ducey asked about the Robert Herr report. Cut 17.
Something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
Is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak.
Wow. Peter Ducey, you were mean. You were so mean. Except that now the litany of books all say that you were right to ask those questions because it turns out the president was senile and had lost his memory. So, yeah, you're not mean, I guess. But you were mean. Okay, at the time you were asking, you were mean because nobody was allowed to say those things. But now everybody's allowed to say those things, so now you're not mean anymore. Okay, because the litany of books now that are being written by the same people that are in the room with you when you were mean are now saying what you were saying then when you were mean to say it then. But now this is very much like Spaceballs. That was then. This is now. When? Just now. When did that happen? Just now. When will that? Now. Kind of like that. Space-time continuum. It's a whole thing. But then that was mean then, but it's not mean now. You got it? Right? Good. I'm just glad you understand. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're hoping the president is going to speak on MAHA. I got a lot today. We have like 800 clips, and thanks to Matt and Justin for getting them all loaded, but it's just one of those days, and I'm just fired up today, so I'm just going to have to deal with it. What can I tell you? But I'm really happy that soon we'll be at the Grand Hotel of Cape May together, June 20th. It's a month away. A month from tomorrow, actually, as a matter of fact. And I know that this Memorial Day weekend is kind of going to be a washout for a lot of us because it's going to be cold. But I have a feeling on Friday, June 20th, the weather at the Grand Hotel is going to be unbelievable. I just have a gut. My gut tells me it's going to be great. Either way, we're going to have a blast. But that's the thing about making a reservation to stay at the Grand Hotel. See, a lot of people who rented a Shore House this weekend, they're out of luck. Is they're going to have nothing to do, and the kids are all going to be trapped inside watching devices. But if you made a reservation at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, your kids will be using the indoor heated saltwater pool, giant pool, and the hot tub. They'll be going to the game room. You'll be able to walk over to Hemingway's restaurant and get great food and drinks. And when you book your June midweek stay at the Grand Hotel, you'll have access to their beautiful outdoor heated pool, their indoor heated pool, and you'll get resort credits. And the longer you stay, the more resort credits you'll get to use for things like food and beverages at Hemingway's restaurant and the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, and the gift shop. That's because the Grand Hotel gives you money back to use at the resort. The other thing, too, is that when all these people with Shore Houses are having to worry about washing the sheets and the towels, well, at the Grand Hotel, you've got housekeeping to do that. But you also have kitchenettes and refrigerators. You can bring in some of your own, too. Everybody wins. And it's a beautiful place, and it's right on the beach. So it's the oceanfront Grand Hotel. It's also a great place to do a storybook wedding right on the sand. Right there, the ocean in the backdrop. They have 4 ballrooms. They can make memories for you that'll last a lifetime. Baby showers, bridal showers, corporate retreats, and of course, those storybook weddings. Just reach out to my friend Caitlin, and she'll make your dream event come true. Book online with them. Always book direct for the best rates and to get those resort credits. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And mark your calendar. I'll see you June 20th at my happy place, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When does that happen? Now. But when? That was then. I was actually just about to watch the scene, but then I got distracted by the fact that the president's going to be speaking in just a moment on MAHA and the implications of the MAHA report. So I'm not going to spend too much time on that yet because you're going to hear from him, and then we have a guest coming up at 5 o'clock to break it down for you. But as you expect, the report goes after the crap in our food, pesticides, and kids and pharmaceuticals and things like selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are given to children, which I've long said there's a correlation between school shooters and people on these drugs. And, you know, for some reason, I don't know, I was talking to somebody earlier today who said, well, I'm not going to say that on the air. And I said, I'll say it on the air. I don't care. And prove me wrong that there's not a correlation between giving these kids drugs that change their brain chemistry and their acts of violence. I mean, so tell me I'm wrong. But, you know, and to that, I'm sorry, Justin, what is that now?
And to the surprise of absolutely nobody, executive producer Matt DeSantis has never seen Spaceballs.
Why do I bother? I don't even.
I told Justin that in confidence.
In confidence? There's nothing in confidence on this show.
As soon as I mentioned it to him, I saw him go for his phone. I was like, oh, no, he's telling Rich.
Yeah, you're getting outed again.
Yeah, there's no confidence. Justin is my man. He tells me what's going on. He's the one I trust.
I should have just kept it to myself.
We all knew. By the way, this is not surprising. This is as surprising as finding out that Joe Biden had dementia. Nobody's surprised that you didn't see Spaceballs because it came out before the year 2000.
I was half expecting you to ask me if I had seen it, in which case I was ready to plead the fifth and maybe even a little bit of the sixth to be safe. But you never said anything, so I just volunteered the information to Justin, and of course he dimed me out.
Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I should have just kept it to myself, taken it to my grave.
Justin, well done, by the way. Well done. Outing him.
You are welcome.
We'll write a book. Jake Tapper can write a book about how you've never seen all these movies before the year 2000 and act shocked to know this. We're shocked to find out Matt DeSantis is not. Well, you've seen one movie before the year 2000, and what's that movie?
I don't know. What was it? I genuinely don't know.
I thought you saw one.
Well, there's a few. Like, Saving Private Ryan is one of my favorite movies. That was before 2000. I love Good Will Hunting, The Godfather Part 1 and 2.
All right.
Goodfellas. Well, yeah. Change the subject because my list is dwindling.
It's dwindling very fast, by the way. Very fast. And the girls from Delilah's that I were talking with last night, they thought, yes, I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
That came out wrong.
Let's roll that back. Let's try it again.
Where did you go last night?
We had the Odyssey Open House last night.
Yes.
All right, and you know Delilah's, a gentleman's club and steakhouse in Philly. I was talking to the owner Jen, and she had two of her employees there, one of whom is a performer, and the other one is the hostess. And we were talking about buns. Yes, because I was genuinely interested in Jen's what she deals with food and food costs, since Delilah's is a steakhouse. And then I got on the subject of buns. And then you'll be happy to know that they do. I'm happy to know that Delilah's does not use brioche buns on their burgers.
Oh,
they use Kaiser and Martin's potato rolls because Jen is one of us and she stands with the Martin's family, even though people try to cancel them because they gave money to Doug Mastriano when he ran for governor of Pennsylvania. So the bottom line is this: the buns at Delilah's, Kaiser or potato, but not brioche.
I do like the potato buns, I'm not going to lie, but yeah. A brioche bun, pretty delicious. I hope they change their mind.
Yeah. Well, no, they're not going to. Jen made that clear. And, you know, it's when most people have conversations about buns at Delilah's, it's probably a different road. And she even said that to me. She goes, you know, I really thought this conversation was going to go in a different angle than where it went when you brought the subject of buns up. But nevertheless, here we are. So if you're wondering and you're thinking about getting a burger at Delilah's and smoking a cigar and watching some of their fine entertainment, you should know that you will not have to deal with a brioche bun. All right. So there you go. My public service announcement to you. So, yeah. I was just doing my job last night, talking to clients. My job.
Very polite.
And then we talked about doing maybe a Zioli Army gathering at Delilah's, and I was just wondering if people would want to do that.
I'd be interested
I mean,
in that.
You smoke cigars, you have some drinks. I mean, I guarantee everybody that goes there voted for Trump.
I'm going to be hard-pressed to find a no from the Zioli Army, yeah, I think.
I think that's a universal yes.
I know that Sue Alberici will not be pleased. I don't think Flower Auntie is going to approve. But I think that there's going to be a lot of takers if we were to do that.
I'm just interested in the steak, of course. But I'll go. Why not? What the
I'm
heck?
Interested in the buns.
Yeah.
I'd like a good Kaiser. You know, I like that you could actually smoke a cigar there. And there's not many places you can, you know, that's the problem. So I'm just saying, you know, apparently there's dancers. I don't know. I've never experienced something like that myself. But all right, we'll take a quick break. Good time to take a quick break. We'll do that. And hopefully we'll come back and hear from the president of the United States of America, who loves a good bun himself. Don't go away.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.